Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Today, we have another mini-sode, friends. Cue happy dance. I just love bringing you these short bite-sized content, though I have to admit, this is a longer mini-sode. Guilty, mainly because I brought on my friend Matt, we had a glass of red wine, and we just found that we had so much to talk about during this interview. We also just had so much fun. So Matt Jones has been in the dating game for quite some time, not to date him by his age at all, but I just really value his perspective as a 38-year-old single male. Now, Matt is known for being the fun guy. He is a life enthusiast, a fun advocate, a Jesus homie, and he also loves to keep up with the not-so-ordinary Joneses on the daily. Yep, that was a pun I made up based on his last name. You're welcome, guys. So he lives here in LA and he works as a commercial actor and does tons of ministry, work with youth and other various missions. Now, when it comes to dating, he is thoughtful, energetic, and always thinks outside the box, which comes in handy a lot for dating creatively. Whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes things can get a little stale in our dating lives. So today, I want to walk you through what I think are three different stages of dating, and then Matt and I thoroughly discuss fun different date ideas for these various different stages to increase connection. We want you to feel equipped to date fun and to date well and have a better framework for what it looks like to be intentional and increase connection in this process of dating. So sit back and enjoy this fun, laughter-filled conversation with my friend Matt. I just love that we're going to just start the conversation laughing.
Yes, I think that's great.
Conversation laughing.
Yeah, why not?
And cheers today.
Cheers.
You guys, we are starting the Heart of Dating today with a glass of wine.
This glass of wine, right?
Mm-hmm. Heart of Dating mini-sode, you know? Mm.
Delightful. Is that a Bordeaux?
Yes, that's a red blend.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, so Matt Jones. I'm excited. Hi. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast
today.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate you bringing me on.
You've never been more ready in your entire life as you are right now in this moment.
I've been literally preparing 38 years for this moment. Seriously, 38 years. I did on Tuesday.
Gosh, very excited.
I know. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm like a fine wine. I just get better with age. No, better with age. Except for Trader Joe's wines. I feel like those don't get better with age.
They have new 2-buck chucks. Those are pretty good.
Take your word for it.
Okay, I'm really excited today. Okay, I'm super excited about this episode because we're going to tap into some things that need to be discussed.
Yes.
They just frankly really need to be discussed because in a lot of episodes on Heart of Dating, we talk about how to shape our dating view, how to combat some of the harder topics in regards to dating and relationships. But, you know, as I was thinking about it, at the end of the day, we also just really need some help with the practical day-to-day actual dating ideas and how to date well.
Yes.
And dating technique.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a technique to dating?
Then why did you bring me on?
You're coming on to talk about dating ideas.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Dating techniques, yeah.
Dating techniques, yeah. Right?
I wrote this book. It's called The Game. Have you heard of it?
Okay. No to men. No,
yeah.
No,
do not.
Or and women. That. And women. We got to talk to the women too.
Sure.
Okay. But here's the reality, Matt. Like, whether we want to admit it or not, we can get stale in our dating lives.
True.
And nobody wants to eat a bread that's been sitting out for 3 days.
No.
Like, no one likes that stale bread.
I mean, maybe for communion, but that would strictly for communion only. The liver of Christ's body is a 3-day crusty old bread, not for dates.
We need to keep it fresh.
Okay,
we want it fresh and fluffy in dating.
Love it.
No matter what level of dating you're on, and that's the thing, it's not just the beginning. It's the beginning, it's the middle, it's leading up to engagement,
yes.
And then it's when you're married, you
I
know?
I love that, yes.
So, but at the same time, we got to give people credit because it can be daunting to come up with quality date ideas to foster memories and connection and It's like you want to be thoughtful and impress the other person. Mm-hmm. You maybe want to do something unique for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's hard. It can be hard to like
really
be
hard.
To come up with different ideas, to do something fresh. And so sometimes you just need a little extra help. And I think that sometimes people don't admit that they need some extra help.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go ahead and give people advice today as best as we possibly can.
I mean, whether they like it or not, truly, you're getting advice.
Today they are upgrading their dating life
yes.
with awesome quality date ideas.
2.0.
2.0?
Well, from 1.0. I don't know. Clearly 1.0 isn't working. That's why they're listening to this.
Yeah, 2.0.
Time to upgrade.
Time to upgrade.
Let's get those hot dating ideas.
Yes, please, Christian. Hot dates. Hot dates. Okay, Matt Jones, you are the master of fun, aren't you? Are you like Mr. Fun?
Yeah, I've been told, you know, one of the many things.
Yeah.
One of the actually only things dates have said about me unanimously is that I'm fun. I'm a fun human. And I appreciate that because I work on that.
Yeah.
You know, I work on being fun.
Fun is really great.
Fun can be very, very good.
And I think we've lost the element of fun. Like,
yes.
I'm fun, but then I can also go way too serious sometimes. And I'm like, let's just have a deep conversation. And those are appropriate at times.
Totally.
You know, but
especially
I think there's
Christians.
A good mix.
Yeah. As Christians, like, we get so deep so quick. We're like, oh, gosh, I want to know your heart for Jesus right away. And I have to know it deeply and understand it fully before we can go on date two. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I kind of just want to go play some video games. Like, you want to go do
games?
That? Yeah,
I don't
want to
go play video games, Matt
Jones.
Whatever. Okay, that's
we'll
like a Matt thing.
We'll talk about
yeah,
our
we're going to talk about
ideas.
That. Not a video game.
Okay, whatever.
But,
that's
know.
What you think.
So hear me out for a minute, though. Okay. I have a theory. So in general, I think there are about three different tiers of kinds of dates,
okay.
right? So I think there's stage one, stage two, and stage three dates. So I'm just going to explain that for you and for everyone listening.
Thanks.
So you're welcome. Stage one. Okay, everyone listening. So this is the get to know one another phase. You
okay.
know, you have to take the pressure off. You have mm-hmm. to reframe your perspective and try to get to know the person for who God has created them to be. Kind of celebrate them, just be interested and
yes.
in a person that's different from yourself. Something I, like a mantra I repeat to myself is, I want to meet and get to know someone different from who I am and appreciate the way God made them to be.
Mm.
That's what I say to myself. I'm like, that's what I'm doing, this first date. That's all it is.
That's a lovely mantra.
But on date one, stage one dates, we have to stop really planning the wedding. And we have to learn more about ourselves and learn more about someone else and have a lot of fun.
I agree. Guys are guilty of that too, by the way, because I feel like a lot of guys, like, they're like, they won't even ask a girl out if they're like, well, I don't know. She had two glasses of wine at that last game night. Like, bro, relax.
I know. People got to loosen it up. That's
yeah.
the thing. We're all kind of sizing each other up. And there's
mm-hmm.
a healthy level. It's more of like just what is a person's heart like? I think that's the truly most important question we need to ask.
Yes.
And what's the fruit in their life, right?
Yes.
But, okay, so stage two. This is where you DTR. DTR it up, people. If you don't know what that means.
Yeah, please explain what DTR means.
Define the relationship.
Wow.
And what I always say, be clear, honest, and intentional.
We're having heart palpitations.
Are you getting nervous right here?
Nervous. TTRs.
This explains exclusivity or applies, applies
yes.
exclusivity,
yes.
you know? And so this is where you're more intentional. More thought goes maybe into the dates. You go a little bit deeper in the conversation. You want to get to know the person in a more vulnerable way, but not know everything about their life just yet. It's kind of where you start peeling back the layers of the onion.
Okay.
That's
like that.
Me, stage two.
Okay.
Then stage three. This is where it gets real. This is where you're in it to win it, people. You are doing relationship work. And you're probably on the trajectory for marriage, right? What?
Sounds fun.
I know, it kind of sounds scary. No, it's fun. It's fun. That's you're really comfortable with the other person. They're like your bestie at this point, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably working towards getting engaged. That's really on the horizon for you. So anyway, we got those out of the way. Stage one, two, and three. So
awesome.
Let's get into practical.
Okay.
Like how to make this practical.
Why not?
What do you think is an appropriate like kind of first date?
Well, I'll tell you what I don't do is I never take someone to coffee.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I think coffee is a first date killer.
Why?
Because there's nothing more stale than a coffee shop. Literally, I'm not going to try to like get to know someone or like have a flirty, fun first date while a 16-year-old pimply kid is interviewing for a job next to me. So,
you
know what I mean?
What about this? Hear me out. What about a coffee walk? So you go to get coffee. at a really fun, awesome place in town. Not Starbucks, unless that's all you have. It's fine. Starbucks is fine. But, yes. You know, like you go somewhere different, unique, maybe the person's never been, and you go on a coffee walk. So you get like an awesome coffee, and then you guys walk around the neighborhood.
Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe, I'll give you that. Right? Yeah, okay. I like that a lot better than just sitting across from a table from each other and doing like an interview style first date. Those things drive me insane. I literally feel like I see people do this all the time, and they could probably both be awesome people, but because they put themselves in a really stale environment, they don't even have a chance to like really see each other's full potential. Yeah, that's of like true. Of their
you don't
fun
want
to
be too
unique.
Much of an interview. You kind of just want to know like talk about any topics, little questions. You don't want to ask some questions, but it's not like a question finishes and then you're like asking another question.
To be honest, Kate, like if I go on a coffee date and I ask them where they're from, I'll probably listen and be interested, but I'm going to have to ask again because I'll most likely forget. And because those aren't the things that are really going to be like, oh, wow, you're from Wisconsin. Well, that checks off a big thing for me. You know what I mean? Those aren't the kind of things. I'm actually more curious of how you treat the barista.
Yeah.
You know, when you order coffee or what you order. That's kind of interesting versus kind of like where you went to school. That is
so
important.
So what would you say to me if I'm like the non-fat almond milk, almond milk triple chai latte person?
But just even hearing that, I know something about your personality. I go, okay, she's very particular. Maybe she's got some dietary restrictions or maybe she has something, you know, going on. I can ask you about that when I hear that
like,
order.
You're not like, oh, she's bougie.
No, I would you would order that if we were ordering that. And then I would immediately, you know, tease you in some playful way and be like, oh, that's great. You know, did you write that down? Did you memorize that? I would never. And then I'd ask him like, gosh. And then you would probably respond with, oh yeah, well I'm lactose intolerant or something or whatever.
I am, yeah.
And then I go, okay, great. Well, yeah. No picnics with cheese.
Sometimes. Bring the enzymes.
Okay, bring the enzymes. Okay.
Yeah, but okay. So
but you
I have,
see what I'm saying?
I
there?
Get what you're saying.
Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, I like that. So
I think it's a lot more.
You're
practical.
Trying to see a little more of their character, get to know a little bit of what interests them, but not asking them like every question under the sun.
Like like, do you have dietary restrictions? You know, it's like you can kind of find those things. out organically without sitting across.
Do you have IBS? Okay, yeah, no. I'm sorry.
Really important first day question.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
that can be
nobody
a deal breaker
asked that,
for some.
Please.
No, don't.
Okay, so here are some of my other first date kind of rules or guidelines. I think it's important at the beginning. You can disagree.
Yeah.
I say no alcohol. I say roughly under 90 minutes.
Okay.
Because you want to leave some level of intrigue.
Totally.
No kissing. And roughly, I've had people try to kiss on a first date. I'm like, nope.
Skim the cheek.
I usually just say up front, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Or you can just skim the cheek.
Yeah.
No problem.
That too.
Yeah.
Or you just do the hug where you're just like clearly not
totally.
In line of sight.
Right.
Right. Also, roughly under a $10 investment.
You're so cute. Okay.
Why?
Because that's hilarious. Great. And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. And that works for you. And I think that's beautiful. For me, I totally find value in what you just said. And I think that's awesome. For me, I'm one who just jumps in. Mm. Because if I'm interested enough in someone, enough to ask them out, then I want to like have some fun right away. And it's like, I find you attractive, or I find you interesting, or someone has set me up with you.
Yeah.
So for me, that's enough of emotional investment to take you out and show you a good time.
Okay, so
you
know what I mean? Kind of first dates would you do then?
Okay, cool. So one of my favorite first dates is I love sushi and go to like something like a comedy show, something fun. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Number one, sushi can be very informal and casual. There's lots of options to eat there. And also, and this is going to disagree with your first rule of no alcohol, is sake bombs are fun. They're lower in alcohol content. You can have like a sake bomb, make it like a fun game out of it, and then just
like
sit
that.
And enjoy a conversation. Here's another thing about sake or sake about sushi is you could sit next to each other versus across the table, which I'm not a huge fan of. Yeah, some people are like they like that traditional across the table. I'm not a huge fan of that, only because
I
feel
eating
like
at the bar sometimes at restaurants.
Yeah,
because I like that more intimate. Like I don't like eating across the table either.
I'll tell you what it does when you sit next to someone is it creates a little bit of a physical closeness, which can be good if you like the person. And also if like you want to share something on your phone or like pictures or you're telling a story, something on Instagram, you're right next to each other where you can kind of look over and it almost creates that
Yeah,
a little bit of intimacy, a little bit of just a little moment where you're looking down at the phone, you maybe share a laugh and look at each other, and there's like a little spark.
It's like a little meet cute, you know what I mean? Moment, or the holiday reference.
So I love that. And I love sushi. So I'm a huge sushi fan.
And then something fun after.
And then something fun. Here's another thing I love to do on a first date is have an experience that creates emotion. Okay? Get the person laughing. Get the person sweating. Get the person crying. Get the person like whatever it is. Have some kind of emotion. Because that's another reason why I don't like the coffee dates. There's only so many emotions you can possibly handle at experience at a coffee shop.
Right.
It's it's like very bland. That. You could share an emotional testimony maybe, but then afterwards you're going to feel like, well, is that a therapy session? But if you like go to like an improv show or something fun like that, you're laughing, you're having a good time, you're sitting next to each other, you can whisper a little something and you're like, that was really funny because, you know, it reminded me of this or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you leave and you're like, wow, we just spent 45 minutes
laughing. Okay, I'm liking this. I'm liking this.
You know what I'm saying?
I think all of that is reminding me too. I'm still into the coffee walk idea, but I think a bad first date idea would be going to the movies. Mm. So you can't ask the person anything. You're sitting there. You have no idea even what kind of movie the person likes.
Totally. Like,
and that's a bad first date idea. So that's, you know, you have no virtual talking at all.
I would save the movie all the way to like date 10. I mean,
much later on.
Because
it's when you're more comfortable, stage
so
two kind of date, you're already DTR'd.
Because it's weird too. You're sitting in a movie, you're not talking. And if you're not at that comfort level, where you're kind of like holding hands or kind of like whispering sweet things or funny things to each other, it kind of ruins the point of the movie anyway. Because who's really watching the movie on a date?
I know.
I mean, if you're with
so
a beautiful woman,
I'm like, going to hold my hand?
Exactly. What are you doing on the first date, bozo? Don't take a girl to a movie on the first date. Don't do it.
Okay, so what about in general? Okay, so this is, before I say that, a rule I have about the level one dates is by the third date, if you don't know, then maybe move on.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. There was this lovely girl I dated, and we went on the third date, and I wasn't sure after the third date. Because after the third date, you've really got a good picture of kind of like enough about the person's character and who they are and how they interact to know if you really want to pursue them or not.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure about this girl. And we dated, a month after, and it didn't end up working out. And I knew right away after that third date, I would definitely give him a chance because sometimes people, I think, cut things off too quickly.
And people could be nervous. So
totally.
I
that first date,
think
yeah.
3 to 4 dates. Like I'm like a roughly around that number time frame. Because you're starting to get to know the person and their personality.
Yes.
It's opening up a little bit. You're getting to know their humor, how they communicate, those kinds of things. And so, but at that point, if you're really like, no, this person's just a friend.
Totally.
And you're being prayerful about it, you know, all that stuff. It's, that's about a good time, I think.
Love that. I think that's really sound wisdom.
Okay, so what do you think about dinner dates? Do you like them, not like them? What do we think about them?
I like dinner as a appetizer to something else.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
If it's centered around the dinner, it feels really intimate, especially if you're in that stage one. Listen, if you go to dinner and you guys get lost in conversation and it's 3 hours later and your waiter's like, get out of here, great. More power to you. That's awesome. You guys are really connecting. But if that's your only thing and it's not really working out that great or you're not having that great of a time and you don't have anything else going on, you kind of sunk your own ship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I always have something planned after. Maybe it doesn't even have to be like, it could be like a plan B, like this may not be going as well or you know, for some reason the dinner just wasn't that great or whatever it was. You can jump to something else fun that'll get you guys moving and grooving again instead of that really intimate setting. Does that make sense?
Okay, I like that.
What do you think?
No, I like that. I think dinner dates for me are more later on too.
Yeah.
Like more you're having serious conversations. You're probably not just hanging out with a person at dinner anyway at that point if you're serious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of like definitely level two, level three. I don't think you can't do it in like the whatever stage one dates, but I think you have to do other things if you're in that stage one, beginning of stage two.
I just see a lot of people they'll go on these really romantic first dinner dates and I'm spending $200.
Yes,
and they don't have that great of a time, and it's like, well, what'd you
expect?
And
we don't want to do that. And I think
that's
a hesitation on people's ends too, where I think women, we sometimes have too high of expectations for the first date in that way. Like, I'm going to judge them based on what restaurant they pick, and you know, it's like, okay, I mean, no, I don't necessarily want to go to In-N-Out Burger, but you know, like, I can't judge someone fully for the like how five star, five diamond restaurant it is that they choose, you
totally.
Know?
Totally. And here's a quick example of a really cool, I think a really cool first date that's fun and it's casual, has dinner, but not exclusively, is down in Santa Monica. There's this really fun little place called Cha-Cha Chicken.
It's Caribbean food. Okay, yes, yeah. I heard of this.
They have the best jerk chicken enchiladas I've ever had. They're amazing. And it's kind of an outdoorsy vibe. It's really casual and fun.
Okay, I like that.
The food's good. It's cheap. And then what I do is I'll take them out down walking along. It's in Santa Monica by the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Walking along. Yeah, to the pier where there's like fun things on the pier.
Oh, that's
you get
so
ice
fun.
Cream. There's like
that's
a roller coaster.
So
there's
yeah,
like
I love that.
A little arcade. Oh,
so good.
Super awesome. So you can have dinner, you can have that conversation, but there's something else that's going on after you
totally.
Can look forward to or defer to if it's not going that great in the beginning.
Oh, that's so good.
Does that make sense?
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered like first date. How about when you're officially a couple? Kind of like later on. What
sure.
are some other date ideas? I have a few, but...
Let's hear your date ideas.
Okay.
I have a list.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay. So my... I have a list too. hey. All... So date two... Or not date two. Stage two kinds of dates. Do all the best in your current city. Like the best coffee, best burger, best
Ooh, fun,
ice cream.
Fun,
all
yes.
of those different things. And like maybe like make a night of like going to like different of the best. I love that idea.
That's so fun.
So fun. I'm like, I want to do that now.
Yeah. For like, you pick one weekend. You pick all your favorite things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next weekend, I pick all
yes.
my favorite things. You can kind of share and get to know each other that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
What about a 3-course dinner at different places?
Ooh, progressive meal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love that too.
Listen, I'm a
those
big eater.
Those are dinner ideas, but I love them all.
I'm a foodie, so that speaks to my heart. And
yeah.
also, but it keeps things moving along so you don't get stuck in one place.
I love it.
Yeah.
So then a fun date idea. Well, I'm obsessed with Disneyland. Everyone probably knows that by now. Maybe people don't.
Really?
But something. but go to an amusement park and then every line play a game like Heads Up or something.
Yes.
So like while you're waiting in line, I've seen people do that. But I think that's so fun. Or like a truth or dare or something like that. Like, but Heads Up is a really fun like game in line. Just interactive.
Yeah, I put that on my list. Anytime you're waiting in line for something.
Yeah.
Just to keep it fun. Yes, have Heads Up on your phone. Have a little game or a little something, like a little fun trivia or something. And it's funny because like if you're on a date and you're doing these things, like other dates will like be looking at you and be like, honey, why aren't we doing that? It's like...
Yes.
Or you can involve somebody else. You bring a couple in and compete with them or
I
do something super fun. But once again, getting to know each other, having a good time and showing, you know, who you are as a person.
Mm.
All wins.
I love it. Other day two ideas or day two. I keep saying that. Stage two. I love live music. So anything to do with live music and where preferably where you can kind of dress up a little. I'm into that. So
totally.
That like fits my personality, but it's fun to like, you see the person always in like casual clothes, but to dress up and maybe go to like a fun show here in LA, we have the Hollywood Bowl. That's a really fun date idea.
So I've concerts.
Yeah.
Love concerts.
Or like even smaller shows.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Or where you're like even at a table and you know, it's like a smaller show with the table. You can have like sit next to the person.
Yeah.
It's always really fun.
Can I throw out a couple ideas that go alongside with that?
Please.
Huge concert fan. I think country concerts are a
You love
hoot.
Country music.
I do. I love country music because you get to dress up in boots and jeans and you get to go out and have a beer and you hang out. And the fun thing about it is it's always a good time. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's like cheering, hooting, hollering, singing along to the music. It's amazing.
Okay.
I don't even know if that was a real accent right there.
Thank you for that southern accent. You are not from the South.
Clearly not from the South.
I'm so sorry for all the Southern people listening. I'm just kidding.
Another really fun kind of in that realm where you can kind of dress up is jazz.
Oh, I love jazz.
Like jazz has like a really cool scene in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some really
like
cool.
La La Land kind of vibe.
Get back to that later. But yeah, like you can go to like a couple places. One of the cool places on Sunday night in LA is the W Hotel. They have like really cool live jazz there. There's also some like more divey places that have like live jazz.
And I bet in any city, like I know we're saying a lot of LA references
because
we live here, but there's so many things like that. You just look it up. There's like live music and probably everywhere, you know, in every city or even small towns.
Yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Other fun, cool events kind of in that realm are I love to be outdoors. It's super fun.
Yeah.
So you can go to like wineries are really fun. fun, or breweries, obviously. If you're past the first date stage in Kate's book, then you can maybe introduce a little alcohol. So go to
a wine.
Winery, super fun on the weekend, okay. During the day. Go to a brewery. Those are always super upbeat and fun. Sometimes
except
they have live music
allergic
there.
You're allergic to gluten.
Yeah, so make sure you know that for Kate. Those are always fun. Also, during the summer, outdoor movies.
Oh, yes.
You know how many cool places?
So fun. We're at drive-in movies.
Yes, regardless of where you live, I'm sure this has become like a trend where in every major city there's like, you know, some really fun outdoor movie places. You can go out, enjoy a movie.
Yeah.
A silly movie from the 80s is always a good time. Nostalgic,
so fun,
easygoing. You can have a beer or not. You can
eat
popcorn together. So good, right?
I love it.
Okay.
Those are all amazing ideas.
Yeah,
amazing. I think everyone is refreshed.
Yeah.
Okay, but then what if you're in a relationship for a long time? How do we enliven the relationship once you're committed and you've gotten into a rhythm? Because I think the tendency, and I just want to say this out loud, is people end up in their tendency of like, let's just hang out. Let's hang out at home. Let's just do this and chill and we'll talk and we'll like, you know. And I've been in that place. I'm saying it fully from a place that like that I've been there a lot. And it's easy in tendency when you're comfortable with the person and you don't want to spend money anymore. And you're like, cool. And I always say to people, yes, you can hang out, but you have to make an effort of like at least 1 to 2 date nights actually a week. I say once you're far into the relationship, because you have to make that effort still.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the things you can spice it up when you're like in a serious, serious relationship?
I thought about this. I have a couple ideas. One, get out of Dodge.
Okay.
I think one, you know, if you get out of your space and take your partner, you guys can have this really cool,
like a
unique,
day trip somewhere.
Refreshing. Yeah. Yes. Go to a beach, go to a forest, go hike a mountain.
Yeah.
Go whatever your vibe
to the
is.
Lake,
the
if
lake.
You live by a lake. Yeah.
But get out of your town, your city, your house. Your normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill thing.
And explore different areas.
Yes.
That's really fun to explore together.
And you
love
get to do
that.
It together, yes. But get out. But the important part is getting out of your daily routine.
Yes, I completely agree.
Take a weekend. Get out of Dodge. Go anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you live in the United States, we have so many beautiful places to go. Depending on what you want to do, just get out of your normal space.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Another thought I had was you at this point know the person really well.
Mm-hmm.
So tell them you're going to plan a surprise day and plan like all their favorite things. I have done this before. So basically you like bring their favorite meal. You take them to their favorite like activity, whether it's like mini golf or hiking or something like that.
It's someone's favorite activity.
Okay. Well, it is someone for someone I dated. So. Okay. And other things. And then you just like the whole day is surprises of like things that you at this point know them really well. You know, if they like handwritten letters, write them handwritten letters along the way. I love that.
Yeah, that's
super
very
thoughtful,
sweet.
Right?
It is really thoughtful.
Yeah.
Here's another idea.
Yeah.
Learn a skill together.
Yeah. That's fun.
Right?
Like baking.
Like you can take a cooking class together.
Yeah.
You can go to one of those paint nights. It's super fun. You can go learn salsa dancing.
Ooh,
there's like
salsa.
So many, there's so many amazing different things we can do. One of the things that my father and his wife does is they are taking ballroom dance together.
Oh, that's
and
so
I'll tell
fun.
You, every time I call him,
I
he goes, if it wasn't for ballroom dance, we would never leave the house. And I go, thank God, Dad, that you found something that you guys can do together and bond and look forward to. It's really, really important in that,
so
you know, really comfortable stage of a relationship, you know?
Or do something that like gets you out of your comfort zone too. I mean, I'm not that great at painting. I love being creative, but like doing that would be or like going, this would be really out of my comfort zone. Going shooting would be really out of my comfort zone. It just came to my mind, like not my thing. But
go to a
know,
firing range, as long as you do
something
within
different,
safe.
Or like learn a skill that you don't have, or
do
like
something
that's out of your comfort
that
zone.
Scares both of you, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be fun.
That's super fun. Or if someone like, has a skill that they're really good at and someone else isn't really sure, it can be really bonding to have someone teach someone, you know, their partner a new skill.
Oh, that's
really, it's beautiful. It's like a beautiful thing.
And there's something cool about that. If I have an interest that maybe the other person I'm dating doesn't, like, or vice versa, that we do something that of a learned kind of activity around that.
Yes.
So then the person can enjoy in it or partake in it. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah. Okay, so what is like one of the most, what are some of your ultimate creative date ideas or the most creative date ever that you've
you're
done?
You're so cute. You gave away one of my things, the favorites. The favorites was, literally I wrote that down.
Yes.
I say, you know, pay attention.
Mm.
when people talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can figure out a lot about someone if you just listen to little cues and little things. Like, I know you. I know that you like Paris. Mm-hmm. I know that you're really into, you know, like romantic movies. You really like a lot of romance. You
right.
love Disneyland or something. But that's just a, yep. and you're like gluten-free. So that's just enough things to really get my head moving and go, I think I can come up with some thoughtful, creative date ideas based on just those couple of little things. You don't have to really get to know someone super deep to be able to like get little cues about, you know, what someone's into. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love the favorites idea. That was one of my favorite dates with someone I was dating for a while.
Yeah.
Is just, yeah, the favorite restaurant, the food, the activity, the whole thing. I'll top you on this. So this was a anniversary.
Oh.
And one of her favorite movies was Up. So I got, ordered 100 balloons from Party City and had them delivered to her apartment. Gosh. And on each balloon, I wrote one of the things I loved about her. And then after the date,
okay.
After the date, we walked in the apartment and all the balloons were up on the ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
And she got to pull each down and read something about.
That is sweet. And Bob Goff would love you right now.
Yeah. That was probably one of my most creative
deals. So
yeah. And it was awesome. It was so bonding and so sweet and so lovely. But, you know, it's because we watched the movie Up together and we really just enjoyed the comedy of it and the romance of it. And then, you know, just take a little thoughtful idea from there. The balloons and whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. If someone planned a full on like Titanic date for me, I'd be like, whoa, who are you?
Yeah. Let me tell you about a date that that was really creative that I came up with, but I wasn't able to actually go on. So it was based on the movie La La Land, which I know you're familiar with. So what I did was I thought it'd be really fun. I knew this girl really was into the movie. So I was like, I had a friend who had a great Prius. So I like asked if I could borrow their car for the night. I know.
Because
it's in the movie. And then I had the outfit, the Ryan Gosling, which is really easy.
No, you had the outfit?
Yeah, the little, just the rolled up white shirt with the tie and the thing. And then I was going to take her to a jazz club. It's in Hermosa Beach, one from the movie. And just have dinner and, like, enjoy jazz a little bit. And then take her over to Griffith Observatory.
That's like...
And just kind of, like, you know, play music and listen to the soundtrack and watch the stars. And it was going to be really romantic because I know she likes romance and that kind of thing. So, so any of you boys out there, if you want to steal that idea, please do. And let me know how it goes because I want to... I don't know how that one goes.
Yeah,
it would have been really fun. Yeah, but yeah, so creative ideas. But yeah, there's so
many. These are some really good romantic things. We started from level one. Wait, am I calling it level one or stage one?
Stage one, stage two,
and stage three.
Right.
Okay, these are good. Uh-huh. I love it. I feel like people are going to feel extremely excited about this. I hope people listening are. This is so much fun. Okay, so the last thing I asked everyone, I'm just going to throw it out to you.
Do it.
What's a piece of dating nugget advice? Small. That you could give out to people?
I will tell you the number one thing. It's funny because I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you were going to ask me. Don't forget to flirt.
Oh.
You know what, Kate? It's so funny. I love my Christian brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But I will, you know, I hear these stories of after a date, they go, I actually don't know how the person feels about me.
Mm.
It felt like we were hanging out as friends.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily indicative of how they feel. They just, it's almost like as a Christian, are you allowed to be a little sexy?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to flirt?
Yeah, you are.
Is a girl allowed to dress up a little bit? Is a guy allowed to, like, you know, try to, you know,
look dapper?
Yeah, dapper. That's a good word for it. But you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes we're so wrapped up in getting to know each other and doing the right things and looking each other in the eye and, you know, listening really intently. All the things that we forget to flirt.
It's so true.
And it's so much
fun. And have fun.
Yeah. Go ahead. Don't be afraid to look her deep in the eyes and say something fun or flirtatious. Mm. Tease her a little bit. Compliment her.
Yeah.
Touch her arm. It's okay. As long as you're being respectful and coming from a good place, it's okay to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I totally
agree. And you'll know if she's not really into it. You know, there'll be those visual cues. So be aware. But don't forget to flirt. But I think flirting can be such a fun and engaging and a bonding thing that is that I think is overlooked in our Christian community.
I totally agree with that.
If your brother or sister loves Jesus, you can still love flirting.
Mm, totally agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I love flirting.
Yeah.
I have people. Yeah, I love flirting. okay, Matt. So for everyone listening, if they want to get in contact with you or maybe connect with you, where do they do that? This is like your dating service right here.
You know what's so funny? It's like people always ask me if I'm online or if I'm online dating. It's like we're all online dating. We're on Instagram. Because like, what's the first thing you do? If like, hey, I want you to like, I want to set you up with someone. The first thing you say is, what's their Instagram? And you stalk them, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're all online dating.
Oh, yeah. Very
so,
true.
So Matt Jones 6.
Matt Jones 6. Number 6. Not number 1. Number 6.
No, because, you know, back in the day. Yeah, back in the day.
There's a lot of Matt
Jones. No, it was back in the day in Gmail. It was like Matt Jones was already taken. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be Matt Jones 2. I mean, the second Matt Jones. So 6 is my birth month.
Oh, there you
go.
Yeah,
that's perfect. What that means.
Yeah, you just had your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so much fun. I hope everyone has just had a lot of fun listening
this
today. And you guys, anyone listening, please send us in date ideas, awesome date stories. I'd love to hear and share it on Instagram or live in another episode. But or if you take someone on one of the dates that we just suggested, we would love to hear about that too. So definitely email us, reach out on Instagram, whatever it is, and I'd love to hear that. So, Matt, you're awesome. Thanks for
you're
today.
Awesome, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
I'll talk to you soon.
I hope your listeners got a little some juicy nuggets out of this.
Oh, they did. This is fun.
Oh, good.
You're
so
the best.
Cool. All right. Talk to you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, so that was a blast. So much laughter. But I think that's what's so great, you guys, is that we can change our perspective about dating to actually have fun and be inspired to do things differently to increase connection. So to review, we talked about 3 different stages. Stage 1, this is the get to know one another phase. Take the pressure off and get to know someone for who God made them to be and be creative still. Stage 2, this is where you DTR, aka define the relationship, be clear, honest, and intentional. Go a little deeper with the conversation and slowly reveal vulnerability. Then stage 3, this is where you're in it to win it. You're doing relationship work, probably on the trajectory for marriage, but you have to continue to be creative with your date ideas. Oh, we'd love to hear from you guys about different date ideas that you have, or conversely, if you do one of the date ideas we talked about today, tell us your story. Email us, reach out on social media and share. We'd love to hear anything and everything. We hope you guys had fun with us today, and we hope that you found this helpful. I cannot be more thankful for your support of the Heart of Dating podcast. I am blown away by your rankings, reviews, messages, all of it. If you want to be a part of our inner circle and support what we are doing, we encourage you to pledge any dollar amount that you want on our Patreon page at patreon.com/heartofdating. Also, if you like this podcast, would you please consider giving us a review? It helps us immensely, and we cannot thank you more. Until next time, friends.